And I didn't know she was going to have on the devil. We got his number today. Because we're living in the last days. Now, I don't know when Jesus is coming back, but I know that it could be any time. I mean, he could catch us out of, but until he does, I'm going to occupy. Jesus said, occupy till I come. That means to take ground. That means to grow. That means to develop. That means to go forward. That means to accomplish. He said, until I come, occupy till I come. Taking our place. How many knows, as Christians, if we don't take our place, Satan will try to enforce his will where we're not taking our place? The Bible says in Isaiah 1:19, it says, if we be willing, here it is, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Now that tells me it don't make no difference how bad it gets on this planet, how Satan is turned loose on this planet, how the economy fails on this planet. God's word says if Scotty will be obedient, willing to be obedient and be obedient, you will eat the good that is in the land. Or you put your name in it, put your number in it, put yourself in it. Because you know, 2001 I don't remember what it was, something about the economy. And I was so caught up in working, ministry, studying, didn't watch the news much. And after that, it was a recession. After it was all over with, somebody asked me, how did it affect your business? I said, what? It couldn't get in the church here because I just didn't preach it. I preached the word, and everybody's like, well, yeah, we knew it was there, and you know, and everything. And I said, I didn't know we had one. That's a true story. He said, are you serious? I said, yes, I'm serious. He said, how did you not know? I said, I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. I said, I don't listen to this world to determine whether I'm going to be successful or not. I don't listen to other Christians to determine whether I can have faith or not. I don't listen to people that is not in line with the Bible to determine what the will of God is. I go to the Bible. I said, the Bible don't change whether the economy does or not. I said, maybe it's just because I didn't glaze on it and look at it and worry about it and all that, and it couldn't affect me. I said, I don't know, but I don't know. I didn't even know we had one until you just told me. How many knows you can't ignore the devil? You can ignore him. Give me that Revelation 12. Is that good to have Zach up there on the sound? I told him, I said, I need you to. Would you do the sound booth today? He said, well, I'm not on that ministry. I said, you don't have to be on that ministry. I said, I'm not involved in the food ministry, but I go get it. That's not my ministry. Right? But I surely appreciate him this morning. Appreciate all of you this morning. He's right in place. Out in grace, in place, you find favor. Out of place, out of grace, you'll fall on your face. Got to be in the place God wants you. Taking your place. Taking your place as a man. Taking your place as a woman. Taking your place as a soldier. Y'all teenagers, y'all should be warriors for Jesus. Y'all should be praying in the morning before you go to school. Praying when you're in school, relying on the Lord to give you wisdom to make. I tell Aubrey, she's only seven, and for first she would tell me, I don't know, Papa, if I'm going to pass this year or not. And I completely wore her out with the Word of God in that. I told her, I said, you are anointed of God to make straight A's, baby. God's in school with you. He's going to school with you. You ask Him to help you. You ask Him to help you make straight A's, help you in school. I drilled that in her head every time I would hear that baby saying anything about she didn't know she could fail. I told her, I said, you can finish at the top of your class, baby. God is with you. See, we got to help our teenagers and our young ones know that God's going to school. God has a purpose in you learning and growing. He's doing more than you just learning your ABCs. But your adversary, young folk, your adversary, the devil, he is out but to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you in with the wrong crowd at school. He don't want you hanging out with the Holy Spirit. He don't want you. He wants you to feel less than in school. He wants you to feel like nobody loves you in school and college and church. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon and dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. That was for Satan. This is when the war took place that Teresa mentioned that he's going to ascend above God. The Bible calls him beautiful in Ezekiel 37-38. He was created by the Lord. Music comes out of his. That's why secular music is anointed. If it's born of the flesh and some of the lyrics in it, and that's why Travis didn't have his own radio when he listening to Rock 99 that I used to listen to and blah blah blah. Because it wasn't because I was trying to be religious. I realized this guy right here, and a great dragon was cast out. That old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. They're down here on this planet. Those angels right there are the demons that tries to get you hooked on drugs. They're the demons that tries to get you not to listen to God. They're the demons that tempts our kids to have sex before marriage. These are the demons that was cast out right here that tries to get me to commit adultery on my wife. These are the demons that tries to get me to go back and do drugs and quit ministry and get mad and angry. These are the ones. They have an all-out war. They have assignments by Satan. They are assigned to deceive you. They are assigned to get you to believe half-truths of the Bible. They are assigned to get you to believe that you are a nobody. When the Bible says we have been made kings and priests unto God, they are the ones that comes and says you're not no good. You're not going to ever succeed. You'll be a nobody. They are liars according to the Word of God. They are trying to deceive you, to deceive me. I mean, Christians that go through and get divorces, Satan tries to get them to hook up with spirits in other folk that are not born again sexually. I'm telling you what God told me. This, we're all over the world. Now, it's because you know my situation. Shut up. I'm telling you what that Bible says. These are demons that was cast out. That fell from their godly place in the heavens, and they are the demons that are here demonizing on this planet. There's one objective. There's one thing that they're after. Anything that is like God or about God, they want it stopped. But don't the Bible say that he's given us power over this idiot? We've been given power over all the powers of the enemy. See, he wants you having marital affairs. He wants the church having, the world, probably a lot of them's going to do it. But he wants that same effect of that happening in the church. Sex outside of marriage is not okay. Young, old, middle-aged, single, married, it is not okay biblically. It affects you spiritually. It goes in, and when you have sex with somebody, you partake of their spirit. You make a connection with them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? Well, we don't need to talk about sex. Our kids are in here. They're teaching it to them in the school the wrong way. If we don't teach it in the church and we're cowing down in the church like, this is a holy place. You better believe this is a holy place. This is a set aside place for God to have his way and get truths in us, God, and in our kids that we don't fall. We keep ourselves pure before the Lord against this man right here, this demons and all of these demons that are down here trying to, they're setting you up from the time you're born. They're planning and plotting how they can trap you in life. But God sends his word, brings us into the Bible, gets us into the Bible, then we're not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant of it. Seducing spirits. They're seducing spirits. Trying to seduce the young. Blountsville's just not a good school. It's our school. You got it? Now, the Bible says here, cast out and see it the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Go ahead, Zach. Thank you, Zach. And I heard a loud voice say it in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God, the power of his Christ. For the accuser of their brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. The Bible says, now has come strength. Now has come the power of his Christ. And it happened down here in the book of Acts when he sent it up and sent the power. The Holy Spirit. That is not an angel. He is the one that demonstrates the power of our mighty God. The same Spirit. Why would Satan not want to get me to believe that he's just an angel? No, he ain't. He is the Trinity. He is part of the Godhead. He's part of the Trinity. He is a person. He is a person that leads you and guides you and ministers you and strengthens you and is there for you and brings the word out and makes it real to you and quickens you of the traps of the enemy and leads you away from trouble. He said, and they overcame him. I pled the blood of Jesus over you this morning. I pled the blood of Jesus. Pray God by faith. There's still power in that blood. We do it by faith. Hallelujah. When they were trying to kill the firstborn, and he told him, he said, go put blood over the doorpost. When the death spirit comes through, he can't come in. He won't be able to come in. That was representing the blood of Jesus. That was a type. That was a type of Jesus' blood, even back in the Old Testament. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. What's the word of your testimony? I'm just sick. My marriage, I'm telling you, my wife, she's just stupid and dirt. Or my husband, he's just a sloth bag. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck. Ruby sparing agony on me. What is your confession? Oh, you guys, it's $5.50 a gallon. Just stick $100 in there and shut up. Praise God for you having some gas money. Plead the blood of Jesus. Well, them fat oil companies, stay off of oil companies. Your enemy's not natural. Stay off of the oil companies. Let them get rich. I could show you over in Isaiah 60, we're soon and very soon, the wealth of the Gentiles are coming to us. So let them get rich. They need to work hard. They need to open more businesses, man. See, we got to think different. Let this mind be in you. So if you are tempted to have sex outside of marriage and you are a Christian, young ladies and young men, you're not tempted right now with it. Great. That is great. Know that your adversary will tempt you. Know it. When some little guy comes up and screams, I mean, look, they watch porn and stuff at home on their phones. They know stuff at very young ages these days. They know how to do things that we don't think. Why? Because these demons are spreading this gospel against the kingdom. We just need to make sure. We need to stay with them for a year or two before we get to know them. And all of that's not what your Bible says. Your Bible says, do not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. None. Now, if you do, you come out from under the protection of the Lord. You can believe that God's a good God all day long. You can believe that He loves you, and He does, and He is a good God all day long. But I'm telling you, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you cannot bind an entity that you are yielding to, you will not be able to bind an entity that you are willing to yield to. The Bible says, resist him, steadfast in the faith. But one way you're going to have faith. Lady was playing the drums one time way back there, just in case y'all think that I'm just touching on something that I know stuff about. I don't do that stuff. I don't preach because I know something. I preach what the Lord said. Back there, she's playing the drums. Real good drummer. Hooking up with this lost guy, and I went to her and I said, look. She said, well, I'm going to get him to come to church. I said, that's not the way it works. I said, look, the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together. You don't need an unsaved boyfriend. Oh, I like him. I mean, he's a good guy. I said, I don't care. Listen to what I'm telling you. The Bible says, don't be unequally yoked. Don't reason this Bible out, ma'am. I said, don't reason it out. Just wait till he gets in church and gets saved. Then go for it. What'd be wrong with that? Well, went right on. They didn't listen to me. Oh, Scotty, just old bogey. Don't want us to have no fun. That's a lie. The Bible says there is fun in sin for a... Anybody know what it says? Oh, it's good. Short time. You know what? That lady, far as I know today, is not even in church. He didn't want to go to church. I'm not going to be your boyfriend. See what I'm saying? His heart don't have the heart that we have. Or her heart don't have the heart of God. And see, when we do that, he said, then they love not their lives to death, right? That means that she should have said, no matter what I want, what I feel, God's word is true. And I'm not going to love my life and go spiritual death with it. That's what happened. And so she went right on and took out of the kingdom of God. We didn't have a drummer no more. She ain't coming to church. You know, all you hear is, oh, it's just bad over here, bad over here. You was hearing her all on McDonald's one day. I'm tithing. I'm giving. I will. What happened? Those seducing spirits, they came and they were assigned to her. Can you see it? They were assigned to take her down out of the kingdom. They were assigned to stop her destiny in the Lord. They were assigned. You better realize that you have an adversary and that he has assigned demons to go and bring you down. I'm not trying to get you scared of that devil, but you've got to be aware. We're not ignorant of his. You ain't ignorant no more about that. Most of the time when God's trying to get something to me, it'll sit well with me. You know what I mean? Love your enemies. I hated people. That didn't sit well with me. But you know what? I got to pray for and seeing the one that I hated healed of cancer. You hear me? You see, what it was, they was a demon assigned to me, and I was a very jealous, angry man. I mean, jealous, angry man. I know now that it was not natural jealousy. It was not natural. There was a supernatural being that was there provoking me to kill somebody, provoking me to kill myself. And now I'm aware of it. I'm aware when he comes to me and he says, "Don't you want to die?" And I say, "What are you, stupid, you idiot? You're going to hell." I tell Satan, "You're going to hell." He ain't never been to hell. Jesus has. Jesus went to hell for us, though we wouldn't have to. Yes, he did. He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. But Satan ain't been to hell yet. People says, "Go back to hell where you came from." He didn't come from hell. They don't know their Bible. He came and we just read where he come from. We just read where he come from. He's been around before humans. This guy is ancient. This guy is not dumb. He studied humans. He knows. He knows. He knows what the potential to work on you and you. And if it's finances, he'll try everything in his power. He'll turn it up. If he ever finds a weakness in your confession or your faith, he comes over there and he tries to crank that up. Boy, and I mean, he'll nail that thing and nail that thing. God ain't going to come through. God don't love you. You should have been tithing more. You should have given more. He'll lie to you. He's trying to steal that word like Teresa's been teaching us. Steal the word of God that it don't bring forth the harvest, that it don't bring forth spiritual fruit and finances and everything. I'm going to prosper. You watch me. Boy, you're just... people said that about me for 28 years. Boy, Scotty, how fat cat, Scotty. They didn't know I was plumb broke and felt like I wasn't even a good man when they were saying that about me. But they didn't know it because I stood strong in faith in God, and they thought I had everything when I didn't have the gas. I drove here supernaturally. You better believe it, my truck was blow empty. And I drove here, and God would say, "Don't tell that church nothing." Nobody knew nothing about the struggle that I was going through until God delivered me, and then I began to preach what a mighty God I serve. But you know what? I overcame it. You overcome these things by the blood of Jesus that was shed for you and the word of your testimony. I wished I'd in school I had been a Christian. I really did. I wished I'd have been. I told Satan one time, "Put me in jail now, you idiot. He don't want me locked up now, Dave. I'll go in there and start revival in there. But God, I'll fast. I'll go on 3 and 4 day fast in there. Anybody want my food? I'll gain favor with food. I will. I'll feed them." Oh, that preacher over there, he fasts a lot. We like him. He fasts a lot. Ooh, let's go get in his meetings. You get all his meals. And there's just something about him. I know y'all all getting saved up in here. See, Satan, no, I ain't been to jail since, except on the other side. I ain't been to jail since I've been saved, except I've been on the other side of the bars, man, winning people to Jesus. So much so that I knew that it was God. See, I was after this sucker. He tried to destroy my life. He tried to destroy my marriage. He got us hooked on drugs. He tempted us. He tempted us with meth. He tempted us with cocaine. He tempted us with sex outside of marriage. And we fell for all of it before we got born again, both of us. We fell for all of it. That devil that was cast down here planned on destroying me and her. Look where we're at today and where you're going to be if you'll follow the Lord and you'll stand strong in Him. He'll take you places, black God, and you won't be nothing but a mighty great testimony to everybody you come in contact with. You can tell them about your old ugly past, that your father, the devil, that you was serving. You didn't know it, but you were listening to him. You were following him, and he told you it'd be fun. He told you this would be a good life, you know, and it all led to destruction. That's how come when I'm in the jail, when I was down there and I'd had open heart surgery, and they bring it, man, they got some good drugs. Take one of them, man. I mean, whatever they're giving me, man, I mean, there's good stuff, man. You know, and I mean, you're craving it before they get out the door. You want another one. And I'm laying there in that bed, and I made up my mind between me and Jesus. I said, Lord, you took my pain. In Isaiah 53, Lord, you took my pain. You took my sorrows. You took this thing that wants me addicted when I come out of here. You took this that's trying to, you done whipped this that's trying to get me to rely on it instead of you. And I made a commitment in there, and that nurse come in there, and my heart doctor, make sure he takes this. He needs to relax. She comes in there, and I said, which one is the painkiller, man?
It stays right here.
I said, take them back. Oh, no, your doctor, you got to take it. Your doctor will. I said, take it back. I said, ma'am, I am not taking painkiller. I think she might have told her. She said,
oh, that stubborn husband. Stubborn he is.
No, I wasn't stubborn, Johnny. I knew what I was doing. I'm laying there full of faith. I went in faith, and I come out in faith. I went in victory, and I came out in victory. And you ain't going to take me in the time you think I'm weak captive. Because I'd already studied the Bible about pharmaceutical, about prescription drugs. They're okay as long as you don't double up on them. If the doctor says one pill, if you take anything other than the one pill, it's called witchcraft in your Bible. And you're given in to a spirit of witchcraft, one of them that was sent down here. Give me that Ephesians 6. Now look, I don't know nothing about you and don't want to know nothing about you. But God knows you and God loves you and God don't want you destroyed. God long-term looking at your life. He don't want you long-term destroyed by nothing. My brethren, be strong in the Lord. Let me see if I wrote anything down. I'm bad about not going to my notes, which is sometimes not good. Demons have assignments against anything that has to do with God. But we overcome him. I done overcame him. I applied the blood of Jesus to my life when I gave my heart to Jesus. I pleaded it over you. And see, I am resisting. I am going to deny sickness in this church to stay. I know that's a bold statement, but the Bible says the righteous are just cow down to it. Now the Bible says the righteous are as bold as, did you know that demons can make you feel sick? Like there's something wrong with you? I mean, you can feel sick. You can have symptoms. They're called spirits of infirmity. When I'm attacked with demonic spirits in a heavy way, it's hard for me to breathe. I'm like, and I'll think, man, something wrong with my lungs. Something wrong with my lungs. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go on a fast and see if this is spiritually or not. So I'll go on a fast. And then how many knows that the Bible says it will undo heavy burdens? It will let the oppressed, if you are oppressed, it'll let you go free. So this morning I'm coming up there and I felt, I mean, yesterday I was attacked. And I thought, I was like, well, I'm free. It was not physically. It was a demonic spirit. Now, the church ain't taught him, well, he's all about Satan. No, that Bible is warning us. Did you know mental illness can be satanic? Well, it's just a chemical imbalance in the head. I'm not saying all of them are. But I'm telling you that they are demonic spirits that torment people till they drive them insane. Down on the streets down there going to the, I thank God the way the Lord led me. I started a street ministry at the homeless in Birmingham. Oh, it's about 3 years down there. Took them food and clothes and coats and had the swap shop that time. I don't know if they still do. My brother got on there and he said, my brother got a ministry, a street ministry to the homeless in Birmingham. Anybody want to donate anything? If you donate canned stuff, send a can opener with it. They ain't got can openers down there in them boxes, you know. Went through all of that. Man, I'm carrying truckloads of stuff down there, you know. And they're out there and they're talking to what looks like their self. So I walked up to that guy and I said, hey, buddy. I said, who you talking to? I'm talking to God. He's talking to me. I said, what is he saying? Well, you know, it's kind of hard to understand. You know what I told the gentleman? I told him, I said, no, you're not talking to God, man. You're talking to demons. I said, they're called seducing spirits. They're making you believe they're God. I said, and God sent me down here on the street. Praise God. I said, have you ever give your heart to Jesus? Well, no, I never have. I said, and God's talking to you and all that, see? I said, no. I said, that's demons. I said, now, I said, I want you to get right with the Lord. I said, I'm here to help you get right with the Lord. I said, and the Lord's going to deliver you from this street down here, living in that cardboard box down there, down here. He said, I've got it made down here. I said, what do you mean you got it made down here? He said, like you got to worry about your car payment. You got to worry about your light bill. You got to worry about your water bill. You got to worry about what you eating, all that, and taking care of your family. He said, I ain't got no troubles. I said, you're bound by trouble. See, I realized that demonic spirits had him homeless. Now, there are cases where it's nothing that they could do to get there, but if God sends the word, guess who can come out? Anybody that is willing and obedient. Anybody that's willing and obedient. He says, put on the whole on. He said, be strong. Teresa read this morning. She said, in case you don't know, anybody remember that? In case you don't know what this really means. We didn't know what it means. She gave you the story. That was how God was teaching me and her. That's what it means to be strong in him, is when your battle is up. Don't turn to the battle and start fighting the battle in your own strength. Turn to the Lord and be strong in him and your confidence in him. You're staying in union with him. He said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I wrote this down right here. Here it is. He said, here we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. These are different rankings of demons. Principalities, the highest. Powers, the one under them. Principalities, power. He said the spiritual wickedness in high places. There's the spiritual wickedness that covers the earth. These are demons. These are demons assigned to churches. I had a witch one time. I was out on the, we just gonna have to get on the street sometime. It's fun out there. I took Beth, first time she'd ever evangelized, and I took her and Travis Saturday morning, and I just walked up. Everybody's still drunk, passed out, you know, sweaty. I mean, we're not going to church. You know, and I just woke up, and I said, that's okay, y'all, come on in. So we go on in there, man. You know, and you just, you know, I just make myself home in there, you know, start talking. I thought I got to lead these young guys out right. Nah, man, we just got to, yeah, no, Jesus had us up a long time ago, man, he won't talk to you this morning. Out in the church and stuff. You know. well, giving this lady a track out here. We towed him. He just looks me in the eye and she said, "You're the pastor of that Faith Way Christian Center?" I said, "I am." She said, "You don't want me down there." I said, "Why not? I'm a witch." I said, "You the one I'm after." Come to find out, she'd been chatting against this church. They were services where you couldn't get the anointing in here for nothing. I mean, it just felt like God's left us here. You remember any of them services? Enoch, God's departed. You know, I mean, it just felt like God's departed. And I'd look on the inside and I'd say, "Well, God, you ain't said nothing. You ain't said you quit, changed churches and all of that, you know." Well, then I realized that's what it was. Well, you be sitting out on your front porch, oh, it's just good, you're enjoying it. And all of a sudden, you're like, "Boy, I could smoke a joint a mile long." There's a spirit just drove by your house in somebody's car that's you familiar with. You're familiar with that one. Get around people, man, and they going through marital trouble and all that. And boy, I mean, you just feel like, "Yeah, I'm kind of fed up too." There's a spirit there working on that person. But if you get in the presence of that person that's going through marital trouble and you say, "Glory to God, not at my house, pray God," you won't leave there with the same feeling you had if you're not realizing what's going on and what spirit people are of. Don't the Bible say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities? He has to have people down here too. God needs people to work his kingdom. Satan needs people to work his kingdom. That's why me and him, we're going down the road one time, and I'm just messing my pastor. You know, I told him, I says, "We're going down the interstate, we're going to a meeting in Birmingham." And I said, "Hey, man," I said, "you know, Satan been telling me you don't like me anymore." Or something down to that nature. Oh, he got nervous. He got tense. We're going down there, man, you know. I said, "But you know what?" I said, I quit talking to him a long time ago. "That's good. You just relax, Johnny." Well, Satan has told me that before. "They don't love you down there at that church." I told Satan one time, I said, "I don't care if they love me or not, homie. Ain't nowhere in the Bible where it says they got to love me. As far as what I'm doing here." I said, "Now they get in trouble with the Lord if they don't love me." He said, "Love one another." Right? Love one another. I don't like Sandy's way she does sometimes. Now, don't take it wrong. She won't. She's been here long enough. But I love her anyways. She's too soft-spoken to me sometimes. "Let's get some food." "No, let's kill them. They ain't getting no food. They don't want to come." "I'll just take it to them." "No, you ain't taking it to them. Let them walk. Go after Jesus." You know. Just like I'm dealing with the rat problem. That guy didn't like that at all. And I told him, I thought to myself, I thought, "You're talking to Jesus here. Jesus is trying to help you because you're in a bunch of unbelief. We can deliver you. We can pay the pest control, all of it. Not even miss it." But Teresa just got through preaching. I'm telling you right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm not sending rats home in the cars. I can't even bring myself to think that I would carry me a box of that to my house and a rat jumps out. "Oh, yes, a can of pinto beans. Go open it and eat it." I mean, what? I told that guy that. I said, "I can't stomach that." You know what I mean, man? I said, "I can't stomach that." I said, "I would not even eat out of the box that I know a rat's been pooping in." Well, we're giving it to the poor. We're delivering the poor. We're not, I mean, the rats is going to infest their houses now. And they can't get rid of them. So you got to watch these seducing spirits. And y'all young ladies and young guys, fast and pray before you take a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Fast and pray and ask your master, ask him, "Lord, is this one from you?" Because I'm going to tell you something. Satan has those young men and young women not even at their own fault, because the parents didn't lead them in the ways of God. And serving Satan is natural to them. Wanting what they want, rebelling against authority, rebelling against the teachers. Teresa told me one time, she said, you know, your son ain't got his halo on right. I said, what? I said, he's a good kid. I said, that boy don't, you know, he's a good kid. So he gets in trouble up there. Something happened. So she goes in there and she marches into the teachers and she said, I'm going to tell you something right now. My son's probably the ringleader. She said, and if he is, she said, then you paddle him. You discipline him. And then you let me know at home, and he'll get it at home when he gets home. Well, here all the rest of them. I'm telling you, them teachers over there at Blondsville, they're just no good. Kids come home, that teacher's favoring me over that other. Oh, don't start bashing the teachers. Discipline your kids. Teach them to serve under Saul. Teach them to serve God under circumstances they don't like. I don't like the math either. I can't even do it. You can add it all together in one little thing, and you got to do three pages to get to the same answer, whatever that garbage is. Travis showed me, and I thought, I don't even want to know about it. Sure deal, not mine. So I'm not doing homework for them kids. I'm not going to do it. I done helped Travis, and that's it. This is your battle. So you got to watch these principalities and powers. We wrestle not against flesh, but against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Go ahead, Zach. Taking to you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Having done all to do, stand, therefore having your loins girt about with truth. One thing Satan's going to do, give me that Timothy right quick. I'm going to have to close. He's going to attack the truth. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that's important, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits. The only way Satan can seduce me is tempt me with something that would feel good to me, that's going to benefit me, that would make me feel better, that would give me an image of something that would give me a better life. Just like the other day, I had what I was going to charge a job. This happens every now and then. I had what I was going to charge a job and everything. It's been 2 or 3 months, you know. And the guy said, well, just text me how much the rest of what I owe you and all that. And I thought, well, bless God, I've been sitting on your doors for a couple months. I'll just add $100 to it, you know. And then I thought, no, I'm not going to do it. He would have been fine, Johnny. It was $32.80. I'm going to go $33.80. Seducing spirit. Why? That would benefit me an extra $100, right? A seducing spirit. And then I said, nope, my word is my bun. $32.80. And then I told Satan, I said, you done tried that, man. That's not the first time that you've tried that garbage on me to jack it on up when I done said what I'd do and what I'd do it for. Seducing spirit. They will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. See, there's some people, just like this right here, this is a demonic teaching that you don't have to go to church to be a good Christian. Why would a good Christian not go to church? That's the question. That is a doctrine of demons. That is seducing spirits. Seduce, why? Because the Bible is contrary to the Scripture. It says, forsake not the assembling, right? He told them, go tarry in Jerusalem, this New Testament, up a room, gather one mind, one accord. Then they all had everything in common. They continued in the bread and the doctrine and the teaching and all of that and preaching the gospel, and it was added to the church. I think we've lost the power somewhat because we kind of got away from what the Bible says for us to be doing. I'm not called to just a happy lifestyle. I'm called to serve a living God. I'm called to sacrifice for the lost and the church and all of that. You are too. Just like I told Zach, he said, well, I'm not on that ministry anymore. You don't have to be. I'm not the food. She's over the food ministry, but I go get the food. Right? If we do this legalism garbage, I'd say, well, Stacy, figure it out, man. I mean, you want it over it, and God told you to be over it. And, hey, deal with it. Go get it. Deal with the rats. You talk to them. Unload it yourself. I mean, I'm not in that ministry. That would be dumb, wouldn't it? I'm going to help Miss Stacy succeed in what God's put in her heart. I'm going to go get that food for Jesus. I'm going to unload that food for Jesus. And it's going to help fulfill her ministry while I'm helping in that ministry. It's called in the Bible helps ministry. See, Satan told me one time, he said, you don't have to do that, you know, up there at your church. You're a volunteer. God said, you voluntarily got saved. He said, now you're bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. And if you want what's mine, then you're not a volunteer wherever you're at. You're employed by me. You're not a volunteer. It's just like somebody just told me, I can tell you I could walk away from that ministry right now. It don't pay me nothing. I'm like, uh-oh. That's not good. So I'm upset and I'm pulling out. And I said, God, I'll shut that food ministry down right now. And then I nearly get to the road, and I said, but only if you let me. Only, God, if you let me. I want to burn that building and all them rats in it. God, and don't even want to take this back, and I'll shut the... It ain't my choice. It's not your choice. See, but these seducing spirits and these doctrines of demons, stay with your Bible, read your Bible, study your Bible, know the truth yourself, like Dar says. Don't just even take my word for it. Go study this out right here. Go over there and study out Revelations over there, where they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. I just read a little portion of it. Find out who you are. Take your place. Y'all young kids in school, be praying and fasting. Bring revival to the school. You can pray and fast. Skip a meal. Teach your kids to fast. Travis used to, we didn't make him fast food, but we made him at home when we were on a fast, Dave. There's no secular TV. You're not playing the video games. You're not doing the things that you want to do. So we would have notes at 7 and 8 years old plastered in the living room and kitchen. I hate fasting. He wouldn't really tell us to our face. He'd make notes and stick them up on the TV. And, you know, we'd go in there and they'd be like, well, Travis has been up. He hates fasting. But you know what? We see the spiritual results in his life. And not only that, I feel fulfilled. He's a man now. I mean, I made it, Dave. I made it. I raised him. I raised him in the Lord. I raised him fasting, and I raised him to forgive, and I raised him. I raised him to love his enemies. I raised him that way. I raised him based on the word. Not, I wanted to teach you. I'm going to tell this, and I'm going to quit. He's getting bullied at school, Dave. Now, man, I'm thinking, dude, I tried to knock this dude out. I just wasn't fast enough, and he had knocked me under the school bus seat every time, busted my nose and all, and it'd make me mad, and I'd jump up and go at him again. And my big brother stepped on the bus, and he seen him hit me, and done. This about the fourth time I've been knocked under the seat, you know. And boy, he comes down through there, and he, wham, laid him out. I mean, laid him out. And I jumped up, and next time I go on a bus, I'd be like, come on, baby. My brother will be here. Come on. You might knock me down, but he's on his way. Grammar's out a little early. You know it is. Well, when I got born again, I felt like Jesus was my big brother, you know. And now I ain't got to fight this. So anyways, he's being bullied. And I wanted to teach him. I was like, oh man, can't nobody bully my kid like that, man. I got to teach him. I want to teach him to fight. I want to teach him, you know, go in there. Don't you even say nothing. You just come up. And I was going to teach him how to do the uppercut. That uppercut will lay him out. And then you can get on them. They don't even know what hit them, you know. I wanted to, I mean, I could see me teaching him, and I thought that boy won't never bully him again. And then if that don't work, I'm going to go see his fat daddy. Buck God, and I'll lay him out. And then I'll let my son lay him out. You know, and the Lord spoke to me, and the Lord said, teach him to love. Teach him to overcome evil with good, like you know. Teach him the right way. You know what? It took everything I could swallow to do that, Johnny. I mean, it really did. And so I went the way of the Word. See, that's what he's talking about. These seducing spirits, they're trying to get me to get my boy in trouble, get me put in jail. Yeah, generational curse. And so I taught him. And that guy later on became his best friend. He loved him. He didn't retaliate. He didn't. I wouldn't probably have to teach him. He could probably fight. I don't know. He's a Westie. All of them, all they know how to do is fight and argue. Go to jail. You know? Praise God. So I want to encourage you. Go study. Keep stay in that Word. Keep. I mean, don't be scared of Satan, but know that he's out there. He's roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But we're not ignorant of his devices, praise God. And we've got the upper hand. We've got the blood of Jesus, and the Word's coming out of our mouth. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.